Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Okay, notes, and more notes. Let's talk about that after this.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now, notes. GM should take notes. Players should take notes. I don't take notes. Well, I should take notes. Notes is the kind of thing that helps you keep track of the game. But I know there are people who don't do it. I don't do it, and I beat myself up over it, and I probably shouldn't as a GM or a player. And, you know, notes are good so you can understand what happened the last session and try and follow the story. There have been sessions. There have been whole campaigns. Yes, Mark. Sorry. Carlos, yes. I'm sorry this has been the case because you've ran one. There have been whole campaigns where I don't know what's going on. I had no idea. And look, here's the deal. Curse of Strahd, no clue. All I know is we had to stop the bad guy. But fortunately for me, I was playing a character who wouldn't know what was going on except, you know, trying to stop the bad guy. Because my barbarian Grok is basically... I shouldn't say this, but... Grok was basically, I based him on Drax, the Destroyer, on the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Great guy, a little dense, kind of takes things literally or wrong, not wrong, like angry, but just like misses the point of stuff. And that's how I was playing him. So, but it worked. It really worked because that was one of the most memorable characters I ever had, and it's still the only character I ever got up to level 20 in a game. Any game. Any D&D game. And so I didn't feel so bad about it. They say, do this, I go do this. Do that, I go do that. What are you trying to do? Okay, let me try. And, you know, I do stuff like that. And I had a ball. I did not take note one. And I just went with the flow. But there are games like Matt's games where you got to understand what's going on. You know, he does give us a kind of a recap over, you know, over Messenger and stuff like that and his own website. But there are reasons. Okay. First of all, I tend to take notes of the wrong things. I will make notes of certain NPCs and relationships and things like that. And then when I go back and look at it and I go, what was I saying here? So I tend to take the wrong notes. And that's number one. Try and take the right notes. See, I never developed a note-taking habit when I was in school. I probably should have. But I never did, you know, to take good notes. I didn't. I'm always like afraid that I'm not going to understand it afterwards because when, say, I'm on a, in a lecture or something like that in school, I was always afraid I couldn't keep up. So I would take these notes and then afterwards try and piece it together. So that's, and secondly, my handwriting is terrible. I mean, some people said I'd make a good doctor because they can't understand what I wrote. So I print everything, which is slower. So that's another reason why I don't do it. And I'm trying to break myself of the habit. I don't like writing. I don't like writing at all because of this, because it's harder for me to do that. I mean, and they're going, yeah, well, you can go on a typewriter, you can go on a computer and do that. Well, that's fine and well and good, but sometimes you have to sit down and write something, you know? I'm sure I don't have a laptop in front of me or a tablet in front of me when I'm playing a game. Maybe when I'm GMing, but I'm using it for other things, like having the adventure on there or something. So, you know, when I GM, usually what's behind the screen is some tokens for miniatures, the game adventure, whether it's on tablet or I like to use OneNote for that kind of thing, but I don't always do it. So a lot of times I have a GM's book that I have open with the adventure in it, and a pad of graph paper and a pen. And if I get the chance, I will write stuff down like hit points and armor class and stuff. If we're doing, you know, combat and things like that and encounters, you got to kind of do that. And, you know, I try to take notes of a certain NPC or something that I come up with, maybe at least the name, but that's about it. And I've got, you know, I got to get that habit of taking notes. Now, if there are other people out there who have the same problem, I sympathize. And one of the things I'm going to suggest for you and for me is, you know, most cell phones have a recording option, an audio recording option. If they don't, there are plenty of free apps out there that you can get, whether it's Apple or Android. My phone, I've got a Samsung Galaxy, was it G24 or A24, something like that. And I did not have one on here. So, or rather, I've had it on other phones I've had. But I tend to put it on here anyway. I kind of like grandfather it in because I can't find it anywhere. It's called the Titanium Recorder. And it works very well. I would recommend that. But, you know, there's nothing wrong with you, you know, booting that up. And if you have to take notes, just talk into your phone and do an audio note. I mean, even as GMs, it's great for stuff. You know, you can take a break. So, okay, guys, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and then just, like, take your notes. You know, do your audio notes. I mean, writers do that. You know, way back when Rod Serling would do it with The Twilight Zone or anything else, because he didn't like to write, or he was a bad typist or whatever, but he would just talk it into a tape recorder, and then later on, either, I don't know if he would do it or he'd have somebody else type them up, and then he'd make corrections or whatever. But so there's a precedent for this. I don't see why players and GMs cannot do this. You know, it doesn't take very long. It doesn't take very much effort to do it. So I would recommend using your phone or a tablet or whatever you have. You know, use your phone to record notes. And then afterwards, after the game, you can sit down and write them out or type them out or however you want to do it. So you have something to go by. So you can do a recap if you're a GM, or you can remember stuff if you're a player. I mean, we're on our Monday game on Roll20. I've got a character sheet on there, and I took notes on the back of it or the next page of it, and I'll be damned if I can understand what's going on. Unless I was like putting some NPC's name down. I'd put like down NPC and how I'm related, how we're, you know, we're associated or something like that. And those work, but like, you know, place names. I know Sharn. I know, you know, that kind of thing, and where he's from, which the name escapes me right now. But that's it. So, you know, if you're bad at notes, find some other way. Like I would encourage you to use a recorder, some kind of recorder, either on your phone or a tablet or however you want to do it. Because when I do type, I'm a slow typer. That's another reason why I don't do it. I'm not a touch typer, not at all. My wife could do it. I can't. Anyway, so yeah, get yourself a recorder, and that ought to help out. So I would recommend that. All right, well, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We're monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program, and I would thank you. By the way, send me a voicemail at Spotify for Podcasters, not Anchor. One of these days, I'll break that habit. Anyway, if you want to give us I'm totally off rail now. If you want to do a single donation, my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Okay, got it. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Juan Carlos Llewellyn, Gilbert Suarez, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you very much, guys. It's appreciated. For other good podcasts, Dan Griggs, the Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe over at Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinker's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.